This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Democrats are not buying President Donald Trump's bid to break the shutdown stalemate. On Saturday, he offered to extend temporary protections for young people brought to the U.S. illegally as children and those fleeing disaster zones in exchange for his long-promised border wall. But VOA's Steve Harmon reports opponents were quick to dismiss it as a non-starter.
President Donald Trump says he's ready to break the logjam and make a deal with the Democrats. Give him nearly $6 billion for a steel barrier stretching 370 kilometers along the border with Mexico, and he will agree to 3 years of protection against deportation for some immigrants.
This is a common-sense compromise both parties should embrace. The radical left can never control our borders. I will never let it happen.
White House officials say they expect some moderate Democrats to support the president's plan that would end the record-long shutdown that has hundreds of thousands of federal government employees furloughed or working without pay. But Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, where the Democrats are in control, is calling Trump's proposal a non-starter. Steve Herman, VOA News. At the White House.
A previous attempt to reach a compromise that addressed the status of Dreamers broke down a year ago as a result of escalating White House demands. In 2012, the Obama administration issued the DACA executive order after the DREAM Act did not pass in Congress several times. It originally allowed some illegal and undocumented immigrants who entered the country before their 16th birthday and before June 2007 to get exemption from deportation and a renewable two-year work permit. Eligible persons must have lived continuously in the U.S. since 2007. They must have been enrolled in school, have completed high school or the equivalent, or have been honorably discharged from the armed services or Coast Guard. They must not have been convicted of a felony or a serious misdemeanor or otherwise pose a threat to national security. The Trump administration rescinded the DACA program in 2017. This is VOA News. The U.S. says it's determined to address legitimate concerns of all sides of the conflict in Afghanistan to achieve peace in the country. U.S. Special Envoy for Afghan Reconciliation Zalmay Khalilzad tweeted a pledge Saturday from neighboring Pakistan, where officials are trying to arrange and host the next round of talks with representatives of the Afghan Taliban. Congo's election crisis deepened Sunday when the Constitutional Court confirmed the win of Felix Tshisekedi, rejecting claims of fraud. Runner-up Martin Fayulu promptly declared himself the country's only legitimate president. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
Provisional results in the election showed Tshisekedi winning with a slim margin over Fayulu. But if Fayulu's supporters reject the result, it could worsen unrest that's already seen over 30 people killed. Congo's constitutional court is widely seen as beholden to Kabila, who's been in power since his father was assassinated in 2001. The election is meant to enable Congo's first democratic transfer of power in almost six decades, but independent monitors have flagged major flaws in the vote, including faulty voting machines and polling stations where many were unable to vote. The Catholic Church has denounced the provisional result, and the African Union has called for final results to be postponed, citing serious doubts about the election's credibility. On Friday, Congo rejected that request.
The death toll has climbed to at least 73 people in Friday's fuel pipeline explosion in central Mexico. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Footage shows flames leaping into the night sky in Hidalgo State, north of Mexico City, as people screamed and cried for help. The region's governor warned the number of victims could still rise. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador urged people to stop stealing fuel on Saturday. He's launched a major crackdown on rampant fuel theft, saying it's cost the country more than $3 billion last year. It's been a popular decision in Mexico, although his decision to turn off pipelines to thwart the thieves previously disrupted fuel supply and raised concern that the shortages could damage the economy.
Thousands of women gathered in U.S. cities and around the world Saturday for the third annual Women's March to demand gender equality and call attention to environmental concerns and immigrant rights. Freshman Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez spoke at dueling events in New York City, telling both they must advocate for all women. A Catholic diocese in Kentucky apologized Saturday after videos circulated online showing students from a Catholic boys' high school mocking Native Americans outside the Lincoln Memorial after a rally in Washington, D.C. The Indigenous People's March Friday coincided with the March for Life, which drew thousands of anti-abortion protesters, including a group from Covington Catholic High School. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.